everybody. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, music from around the Bay, every Monday here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is week 4 of Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Only at radio.dominican.edu. Today I have a super fun show, and we'll be talking about one of my all-time favorite artists, George Clinton, and Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton has some of the most fun, funky, and upbeat music that I can think of, and it's just fun for any and everyone, not to mention he's had a pretty long career. He sings, writes songs, and produces music. Triple threat, he does it all. He started the band Parliament Funkadelic back in the 70s and launched his solo career in 1981. He's definitely one of the godfathers of funk music, along with artists like James Brown and Sly Stone. While he was still a teen, George Clinton had a job as a hair straightener at a barber shop. He was inspired by a group called Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers and ended up forming his own band, The Parliaments, during that same time. During the 60s, he worked as a staff songwriter for Motown, which is a huge deal. Motown, which is an American record label that was founded by Berry Gordy Jr. in Detroit, Michigan, back in 1959, is, you know, it's a huge deal. It was named after, of course, Motortown, which is Detroit. And the record label changed the face of music forever because it was an African-American owned label that achieved a tremendous amount of crossover success. And by that, I mean that it reached out to a diverse demographic and it reached so many people. So even though it was funk and R&B and soul music, so many people listened to it, people of all different walks of life, and that's why it became so big, is because it wasn't just for the African-American community. Motown has turned many artists into stars, such as Rick James, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, The Jackson 5, the list really goes on and on. And the fact that George Clinton got his start writing songs for artists signed to such a successful label shows the amount of talent and skill that he has. Now, the Parliaments, which is what they were originally called when they first formed, they didn't have too great of a success, to be honest. And that didn't change until they changed their name to Parliament and Funkadelic. We'll talk about that later. Parliament, Funkadelic are actually two different bands, consist of the same members, though. So that's the interesting part. Parliament is known for a funkier sound, while Funkadelic, ironically, has more of a rock and roll feel. The bands incorporated the style of artists who influenced them, such as Sly and the Family Stone, James Brown, Cream, and Jimi Hendrix. They ended up being extremely successful and have over 40 R&B hit singles, with three of those being number ones, as well as three platinum albums. In 1982, George Clinton broke away to start his solo career which wasn't hard for him at all since he already had the experience of a singer, songwriter, and producer. He's even produced music for artists like Bootsy Collins and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And an interesting fact is, one of the main reasons Clinton chose to become or to begin a solo career was because there was so much legal controversy about the band being named Parliament. As a result, in 82, they started referring to the band as George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. Their single, Loopzilla, reached the top 20 on R&B charts, and one of their most well-known songs, Atomic Dog, ended up as number one on the R&B charts and then number 101 on the pop charts. They didn't make a lot of appearances on the pop charts just because they were a funk and rock and roll type band, so they really got their acknowledgement from those who appreciated rock and roll and R&B and funk music. George Clinton and 15 other members of Parliament Funkadelic, yes, it is a pretty big band, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. And like I said earlier, this group has been doing their thing for so long, and they've really inspired a lot of other artists along the way. I can't imagine what the music industry, especially the funk genre, would be like today if it weren't for this group. They're personally one of my favorite groups, and hopefully by the end of the show, they'll be one of your favorites as well. So I wish I could keep going on about how amazing these artists are, but right now, we have to get into our first song of the day. This one is called Atomic Dog, which I just mentioned a little earlier, and it's off of their album Computer Games, which was released back in 1982. Hopefully you've heard it before because it's super popular. And there was even a dance routine to it in Legally Blonde 2. If you guys have seen Legally Blonde, you've seen them, you know, do this whole routine to Atomic Dog. The song was released as a single at first, and it reached number one on the US Billboard Hot R&B chart. And that just shows, once again, like, a lot of their singles have reached the top, especially on the R&B charts. Even though they are a funk and art and rock and roll band, they've gotten a lot of number ones on the R&B charts back in the day. So we're going to get into that right now. Once again, the song I'm about to play is called Atomic Dog by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. And you are hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs.
Cat.
I
oh, the dog and me.
Dog in the tree.
feel like that one more side face to cat. Nothing but doggy me. One more star, feel like that one more star face to cat. Nothing but the dog in me. One more star, feel like that one more star face to cat. Nothing but the dog in me. But the dog in me.
Thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just listened to Atomic Dog by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, one of the baddest funk songs known to man. That song was first released as a single, but is also on their album Computer Games, which was released back in 1982. It's super fun, which is one of the things I love about George Clinton. You know, he doesn't take himself too seriously. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a musical genius and he puts everything he can into his work, but not everything has to be serious and emotional. Sometimes you just want to have some fun. Now, I wish I could continue, but it's time for our first break. Please stay tuned for segment two of the show, where I tell you when and where George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic will be performing. And remember, you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, on radio.dominican.edu.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
This is Penguin Radio.
I see you in a lonely place. How can you be so blind? You're still regretting the love you left behind. Oh, darling, I've seen you go through the changes. Sitting alone each night. Are you expecting to find the love? Love that's right. When you'll need someone, I will be by your side. I take my chances before they pass, pass me by.
We are back, and you are listening to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned for my second segment of the show. For those of you who are just now tuning in, this episode of Bay Area Beats is featuring George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, who have had an extremely long and successful career. The music is just fun and funky. Well, I guess it has to be since funk is literally in their name. And they're one of the groups that the whole family can listen and dance along to. You know, you can play it around your kids or your parents or your grandparents, and it's very unlikely that anyone will end up offended. So that's always good. And it's hard to go wrong and not have a good time when their music is blasting, which is why I'm super excited to tell you that George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic will be performing in Napa on Sunday, November 1st, at the Uptown Theater Napa, which is actually this upcoming Sunday. When I heard about this show, I was extremely excited, and I'll be honest, I wanted to do a Bay Area Beats show featuring their music a couple weeks ago because I saw that they were performing in Oakland at the New Parish this upcoming Thursday on the 29th. But when I went to see if I could purchase tickets, they were all sold out. And the only ones I could find were the super overpriced ones on StubHub, where people, you know, buy all of the tickets already and then they try to resell them to you at just outrageous prices, which is ridiculous. So needless to say, I was disappointed because I wasn't willing to spend $200 to see a show at the New Parish. But I did a little more research and found out that they would be performing in Napa. So when the opportunity presented itself, of course, I had to grab it. T- Tickets for that show are still on sale, so I highly suggest that you go get them while you can. Like I mentioned in the first segment, this group has been doing their thing for years. Actually, let me rephrase that. They've been doing their thing for decades, and they have a huge following of loyal fans who love their music and just the vibe that comes with it. So if you want to go check them out, you can get your reasonably priced ticket at Ticketmaster.com, or you can go to UptownTheaterNapa.com, which is the website for the venue where they'll be performing. The address for the Uptown Theater Napa is 1350 3rd Street in Napa, of course. And I'm really excited for this show. I really want to go. I still have to get my ticket, but I'm going to do that probably after my show. And George Clinton, honestly, he's just such a character with everything he does, from his crazy colored hair to his colorful style, and of course the genius behind his music. Like, everything he does is really over the top, and he just adds just enough crazy to keep things interesting but not overbearing. Like, you're not too overwhelmed when you hear the music, even though there's so much going on in every song. Once again, that show is going to be this upcoming Sunday, November 1st at the Uptown Theater Napa, located at 1350 3rd Street in Napa. All right, so it's time for the second song of the day. This one is called One Nation Under a Groove, which is a little pun from One Nation Under God. But anyways, it was released in 1978, and you can hear with this one, as well as with a bunch of their other songs, just how ahead of their time they were. And they knew how to mix, like I said, just the right amount of craziness in there to get everything to vibe right, to make you feel good when you listen to it. This song, One Nation Under a Groove, was named one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. That's huge, especially coming from a funk band. That's coming up for you right now. So stay tuned. Once again, this is One Nation Under a Groove. And remember, you're hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu.
To dance our way out of our constriction, gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down on which we believe in. My chest.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You just heard One Nation Under a Groove by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. It's a really long song, so I actually didn't play the whole thing. There were just a couple more minutes left, but you get the gist of it. Earlier, I told you guys about how that song was named one of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and R&B. Well, it also went on to become their biggest hit and best-selling single. I wish I could continue with segment two because I am enjoying this show so much, but we've reached that time again where we have to take another break. So please stay tuned for my third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, to hear a little bit more about George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, and of course about their shows this upcoming Sunday at the Uptown Theater Napa, plus some other shows and events that are going to be taking place in the area. So that'll be coming up for you after the break. Remember, this is DJ Keeks, and you can only catch my show, Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio. the official radio station of Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu.
No, she wasn't ready.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Darkness that we know, and this regret I got accustomed to. Once it was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man, when there's so many bigger things at hand. We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall, so this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again, should just be my own best friend. Knock myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm wrong, and in your Ain't no regrets and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above a blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes down.
Thank you for staying tuned. You are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here on radio.dominican.edu. If you're just now tuning in, let me give you a little update on where we are. Throughout the show, I've been talking about George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, who will be performing at the Uptown Theater Napa this upcoming Sunday, November 1st. The Uptown Theater Napa is located at 1353rd Street in Napa, of course. I played two of their hit songs, Atomic Dog and One Nation Under a Groove, and just talked about their musical genius and the amazing contributions that they've made to the music industry over the decades. Time is flying by, and I didn't have as much time as I expected, so I'm going to have to get into my third song a bit sooner, since they do have longer songs than I usually play. And I want you guys to, you know, hear as much of it as you can. I'm going to go ahead and get into this third song. This one is one of my personal favorites, and it's called Not Just Knee Deep. Honestly, with this group, I had a really hard time choosing which songs to play just because I love all of them so much. And it took me a good, I don't know, a good 30, 35, maybe 40 minutes to choose three songs to play for this episode of Bay Area Beats. I went through and I sat and I listened to a bunch of them, and I think that was the hardest part for me when it came to, you know, putting together this episode of Bay Area Beats. The hardest part was choosing which songs to play, because, you know, when you have a lot of favorites and you just want to have all of them, you want to have your cake and eat it too. But because we only have an hour here, I had to pick three songs, and I chose to do this one. I wasn't going to do it at first because it's one of their more well-known songs, and I figured you probably already heard it, but at the same time, it doesn't hurt to hear it again. So like I said, this one is my personal favorite. It's called Not Just Knee Deep, and it's by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelics, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I do have a little condensed version because they do have a really long, I believe like 12-minute version of this song. But since we're on a little time crunch, I have a little 5-minute song for you guys. Remember, you are hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, only on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, and a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally knee deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't fucking no more.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Please remember that Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Now, the song I just played for you was Not Just Knee Deep, by George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. That song is so much fun. It's my personal favorite of that band. And I wonder if anyone listening has watched Good Burger. You remember the scene where they're in the asylum and they start playing music and dancing around to distract the guards. Well, that song, you betcha, was not just Knee Deep. And George Clinton actually had a little cameo appearance in that scene. So go check that out if you haven't seen it. The movie, like I said, is called Good Burger. It's super hilarious, family-friendly movie from the 90s. And George Clinton makes a little appearance there. So that's one reason in itself to go check it out. Now, sadly, I have to wrap things up. So I just want to let you know one more time that George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic will be performing in Napa this upcoming Sunday, which is November 1st, at the Uptown Theater, Napa. The address for that is 1350 3rd Street in Napa, and you can get your tickets either at Ticketmaster.com or UptownTheaterNapa.com, which is the website for the venue where they will be performing. Now, like always, I like to give some other alternatives. So if you want something else to do, you'll have other options. Or maybe if you don't want to wait, you can do something else. Since it is going to be Halloween this Saturday, of course, there are some super fun and cool events that are going to be happening in the Bay Area, because people in the Bay Area love to celebrate, and Halloween is a great excuse to do that. So one little celebration that is going to be going on is called A Nightmare on Van Ness, which will be held on Halloween night at the Regency Ballroom, which is located at 1290 Sutter Street in San Francisco. Since it is a club-like atmosphere, the event is 21 and up. Tickets start at just $15, but if you're feeling fancy and you want to splurge a little bit, you can get your VIP tickets, which include an open 4-hour open bar. 4 hours. Just imagine all that you can drink in those 4 hours. So that's included with the VIP special. If you spend a little bit more on your ticket, you can get that. There's also an enclosed area. I believe it's either 2 or 3 stories. Like, there are a bunch of levels, and it's just a lot going on. I mean, the Regency Ballroom is beautiful. It's a beautiful venue, and it's pretty big. It has to be big if you're throwing an event like this. And lots of people are going to be there every year. You know, they sell tons of tickets. It's always packed. And this year, I expect pretty much the same. I don't see why it would be any different. So aside from the open bar and all of that good stuff, there will also be 7 of San Francisco's top DJs. And fabulous decorations, of course. It's going to be all Halloweened out. They're going to be go-go dancers and professionally staffed bars. So you don't have to worry about waiting and waiting and waiting for your drink after you've placed your order. These guys are professionals. They know how to handle huge crowds. So you can get your drink and then go back to the dance floor. And there will also be a costume contest with a $500 prize. So dress up. I mean, you don't have to dress up, but if you're looking to win that $500, you might want to put a lot of effort into your costume. I'm sure lots of people will be coming in, you know, head to toe, all dressed up, attire, doing the most. And I'm excited to see who's going to be dressed up as what. Personally, I want to be Tupac for Halloween, and I've already gotten my costume together. I just have to go get my mustache and my goatee, but everything else is good to go, and I'm ready for that. I don't know if I'll win a Halloween, you know, costume contest with my Tupac outfit, but I might give it a shot and we'll see how it goes. So like I said, 4-hour open bar, 7 of San Francisco's top DJs, decorations all over the place, go-go dancers, professionally staffed bar, which is super important because there will be a lot of people there, and $500 prize for whoever wins the costume contest. And that is just some of the stuff that will be going on that night. So if you want to know more about the event, you can look it up online. It's called A Nightmare on Van Ness, which is in San Francisco, and it will be on Halloween night, so Saturday, October 31st. There is another show that I wanted you to know about. There were actually a couple. One of them, I was sadly disappointed. Kendrick Lamar is coming out here. And I'm not disappointed that Kendrick Lamar is coming out here. I love Kendrick Lamar. And I wanted to see him, but tickets were sold out. So that was a bust. He'd be playing at the Fox Theater. But when I looked online, I found that another artist whom I really like, Raheem Devon, is going to be playing at the Fox Theater. So he's going to be performing with Lila James. And for anyone who is a fan of R&B and loves, soul music, you know that Raheem Devon is amazing. He can sing and he has a beautiful soulful voice. Same with Lila James. I believe she's going to be opening, or she's going to be performing with him. And they have their opening act, V. Bosman, I believe that's how you say it, is going to be their opening act. That's going to be on Thursday, November 12th. Show starts at 7:30, and that is at the Fox Theater in Oakland, which is located at 1807 Telegraph Avenue. So Raheem Devon and Lila James, they're going to sound great. Super excited for that. They always, sound good. I love their music, love their albums. I've never seen them live, though, so that should be a treat. And then also, one last thing that I want to mention to you guys, which I have also talked about on a couple other episodes of Bay Area Beats, is Off the Grid. And Off the Grid, the one I'm talking about specifically, is held at a museum in Oakland, and it's really fun because they leave the museum open until the event is over. So you can bring your kids, and I believe children get in for free, and for adults, it is half price. There's technically not a specific address for that. You can head over to the museum, but because it's pretty much, it goes down the street, there's a whole line of food trucks that, just go all down the street. So you have a bunch of options for food. And they actually do this every Friday night from 5 to 9 p.m. So ages 18 and under are free to get into the museum. And then if you're over 18, it's not too bad. You just pay half price. And it's a really fun night, family friendly. They always have a band playing, which is one of my favorite parts because, of course, I love live music. That's the whole point of the show. And then on top of that, there is a bar. You can go and buy drinks. You can, buy drinks for, last time I was there, I think I bought drinks for my whole circle of friends. And then, we passed it along. First person buys drinks and then the next person buys the next round. But it's always a good night. And it's done at 9. So once it's over, everything gets packed up. There's really no lingering around. Everything gets shut down at 9 o'clock, but it's really fun. It's 4 hours of just having a good time. That's at the Oakland Museum of California every Friday night, and they alternate their bands every week. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend, you can either go see George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic at the theater, the Uptown Theater Napa, or you can go see Raheem Devon and Lila James. It's actually not this weekend, but that is going to be on November 12th. And then also this Friday, as well as every Friday, there is Off the Grid in Oakland, which is at the Oakland Museum of California. And if you ever want to find out which cool events are going on in your area, you can always go online. There's funcheapsf.com, which is really amazing, and it lets you know about a bunch of different events that are going on in the area. And then I always like to keep an eye out on places like the Fox Theater, the Fillmore, the Independent. Those are some of my favorites to go see shows, and they're so close to me. I live in East Bay, but they're really close. Always something going on in the Bay Area, and it's always a good time. So I just want to thank you guys for staying tuned. That's all I have today, so I'm going to wrap things up. I hope you've had as much fun as I have, and I say this pretty much every week, like seeing an amazing artist or a group of artists perform live is just so fun and satisfying, and there's really nothing else quite like it. So I hope you get to go check out some of the artists that I've told you about. If not this week, then maybe you've seen some shows from the previous Bay Area Beats episodes, seen some artists that I've talked about, and maybe enjoyed them, hopefully. So I'm going to wrap it up. Like I said, please remember this is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay with DJ Keeks, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu.